we were still sinners. Christ died for us. If we're going to be truly Christ-like, we need to show love to sinners. We don't love the sin. We don't condone the sin. But in showing love, by God's grace, that may draw them from a sinful state, whatever the sin may be. Acts of kindness, basic kindness, may be love. What kind of love are we talking about? I love my wife. I love my wife very much. I love my kids. The way I love my wife is not the way I love my kids. I was in class on Friday, and in lecture room, there were two young ladies, a Chinese girl and a guy. And the Chinese girl was, no, two young ladies, two Chinese ladies. And one of them was, you know, she put her head on the shoulder of the other lady while I was giving a lecture. And I kept looking at these two ladies and thinking, are you guys okay? But hey, you know, I now thought back, when I was in secondary school, Valentine's Day comes around. Guys, we give ourselves Valentine's card and all that. You see, some people, huh? That's where the world has gotten to. That's the state where the world is. You know, the Bible says to the... No, okay. You know, that's the state the world has gotten to. A guy giving a guy a Valentine card, and you're thinking, man, there's a problem here. But then, back then, it was normal. So the lady that was putting her head on her friend's shoulder, there may not have been anything there. It's a form of affection. So, you know, man, God will help us. What kind of love are we talking about? There's, I'm sure a lot of us, if I mention this, you'll be familiar with it. You know, I think it's the Greek that have four types of love. And C.S. Lewis wrote a book on that called The Four Loves. And he talked about these four types: storge, philia, eros, and agape. And you think about those loves. The storge is a familial love. So love that maybe parents have for children and all that. And, you know, it says it may be needs-based. Philia, brotherly love. You know, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Now, it's meant to be friendship love or a friendship bond, affection. It's meant to be natural. Then you have eros. Again, erotic bond. Physical love. So that we should distinguish that from sexual passion. Eros could be physical love a man has for a woman. Not just sex. And then the agape love. We talk about the unconditional love, God's type of love. Now, the love that made in John 3:16, that says God so loved the world so much, you know, he gave his only son. So whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. The love that Romans 5:8 talks about, that even though we were sinners, you know, God loved us so much that, you know, his son came to die for us. It's unconditional. It's without a clause. And that is the kind of love we need to express. Praise the Lord. You know, even in that love, it's still possible through agape to show filial love. So because you have the God's kind of love, you love your neighbor, you love your wife, you love your husband, you love your child, you love your parents without a condition. because God has called you to such love. Praise the Lord. Now, some of the things that we're going to be exploring in this month, thank God for relationships. What role does physical attraction play? And, you know, where do we draw the boundaries? I think we don't talk so much about things like that in church. And I think we're missing the mark by not doing that. The young folks that are moving to the main church, I remember when I was 13, 14. Thank God for salvation. Serious rebel. Man, you make me stay in the children's church. I was always, you know, and there was this old man, I saw him when we went for my mom's burial. And I looked at the man, he's an old man now. You know, when adults do some things to you, they don't remember. But children, they don't forget. Man, this man used to flog us. And he'll come to the main church and chase us, you know, with a cane. He'll chase us out of the church. And I looked at the man. He was so frail. Man, thank God for salvation. You know, some things go through your mind and you think to yourself, and even if I just push this man. And when he was flogging, I'm sure he never thought one day, you know, one day that little kid that he was flogging and, you know, will now be taller than him and, you know, buffier and the works. And God will help us so that when, you know, these ones that are growing up, that we treat them right in Jesus' name. But that was a digression. Talking about love. God, you know, it's still part of love. Being able to show love to someone that has been cruel to you. Now you look at the person and you're like, man, the first thing that comes to mind, I want to punch you, but thank God for the love of Christ. He says his love constrains us. There's some things that you want to do, but because of the love of Christ, you just chill out. Who are we to love? When are we to love? Even what are we to love? How do we love? To what extent do we show love? There are so many questions, so many issues that we'll tackle. But I'll just share one point, and it's from 1 Peter 22. And I see this as a recipe for sincere love. 1 Peter 22, I read in the Amplified Version. It says, since by your obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a sincere love of the believers, see that you love one another from the heart, always unselfishly, seeking the best for one another. I read again. Since by your obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a sincere love of all believers, see that you love one another from the heart, always unselfishly, seeking the best for one another. And, you know, I look at this verse, three things, you know, stand out to me. 1 Peter 1:22. I just read from the Amplified Bible. Three things stand out to me. You want to show sincere love. We talked about this yesterday, and you know, I think KJV talks about unfeigned love. Unfeigned love. Love that is not with pretense. You know you can love some people in such a way that immediately they walk out of the door. Oh, sister, how are you? God bless you. It's good to see you today. I hope you're well. Oh, you're looking radiant and all that. And immediately she walks out. Can you imagine? You see, we're even greeting and look at the way she was. Some people are just too, they're too proud. No, some people are too proud. You know, she, and I was even calling her sister. She didn't even answer me. Huh? And then, I was speaking to someone once, and it was like, he found out a guy's age. It was like, he's not even 50 yet. And I've been doing sa-sa-sa-sa to him. He was so upset. He was like, you mean he's not 50 yet? Obviously, the person that was talking was in his 50s. And I was like, and I've been doing sasas. I need to, when I say sir, it will be, you know, walking majestically. And I was like, so he's not 50. And so I now thought to myself, so all these sirs, where was that coming from? Was it just, you know, for the sake of, I don't know what to call it. So the age made a massive difference. And I'm sure once he found out that, because maybe I should have kept my mouth shut that day. Once he found out that the man, because I was telling him, that I think he's going to be 50 this year. Like, wow. So I suspect that now he will be acting in that way. Praise the Lord. Three things that I think are important. Firstly, know and obey the truth. You need to know the truth of the Word of God, if you want to show sincere love. You need to know the truth of the Word of God. You need to know what God has to say about love. But it's not just knowing it. You need to be obedient to the truth of the Word. Secondly, purify yourself. Purify yourself. It says, you have purified yourselves for a sincere love. You need to purify yourself. You need to be in the right place to express love, to express genuine love. And thirdly, your love has to go beyond the superficial. It says you should love from the heart. I think some version says love from the soul. For some of us, it's just, you know, skin deep. We say it, we talk the talk, but are we really walking the walk? Are we living it? We've been called to sincere love, to unfeigned love. To real love. Love not just to our brethren, to those that are out there. And we're saying it's a time to love. But then there's a caveat. The love shouldn't trip us up. And we need to be careful that we love in the way God will have us love. By God's grace, as we go through this month, we'll explore this in more detail. Shall we pray? God has called us to love. It says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Just pray for yourself this morning that for that grace, the grace to show God's kind of love, that you love from the heart, not just in words, but in action. And also pray the flip side that even as you love in action, that your love will not be devoid of God. That God will not be absent from the love that you show. There's a sister she's wearing a badge that says WWJD, and you ask yourself, what would Jesus do? At the same time, what wouldn't Jesus do? How would Jesus love? How wouldn't he love? In whatever expression of love you want to talk about, whether it is among siblings or between a guy and a girl, how would Jesus love? How wouldn't he love? What wouldn't he do? And that should be our guide. Pray that you know the truth. You know the truth of his word and you'll be obedient to that truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you for even the word we've shared briefly. We pray, dear God, because you are love, that is your essence. Your word says that you are love. That is who you are. Help us to be like you. A people that love, a sincere love, one born from the heart, that you will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. To love you with all our heart, with everything that is in us. To love those around us, even those that are yet to know you, that we may show them the love of Christ. We give you all the praise, Father, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.